Welcome to the Become Nomad podcast. Whether you're already a nomad or aspiring to become one, we're here to supply you with relevant information to help keep you on the road until you settle down. I'm sending you my regards from Chisinau, Moldova, already here for a long time. I think it's going to be 3 weeks soon. Getting a little bit cold just before the end of 2015. I'm working on the last tasks that are there to have a good and better 2016 with a little bit more free time to travel and do new stuff. The episode that you're going to hear was recorded 2 years ago in Berlin. It's an interesting episode touching a very important issue of how to choose your next destination. So I'm going to discuss some of the factors there. I hope you enjoy it. Hello from freezing Berlin, and today we're gonna talk about how to pick your next nomadic destination. It might be worth saying that us nomads are very flexible on locations, and we just go sometimes even randomly to places with no specific reason. But making a little bit of planning always helps, especially when it's a big decision as to where do you go next. And considering that we usually travel in waves, meaning we go to our home base, stay there for a month, and then we'll go for a new batch of countries for about 8 or 9 months, the first destination you're going to choose will greatly affect your next destinations as well. For example, if you start in Greece, you'll probably move on to Romania and Bulgaria and maybe to Serbia and Croatia. So this decision is quite substantial, and there are some factors to take into account when we make it. So let's start with the factors. The first one is it new, or have you been there? Nomads usually like to travel to places they've never been at before. My basic rule in a way, or preference, is to always go to a new country where I've never been before. Now, sometimes you break that and you go to the same country. When I do that, I try to settle down in a new city. So it's always new. The world is so big that when you choose the next destination, you might want to go for a new place. Although, our preference is always naturally to go back to places where we've been and we liked. But then again, avoiding this preference will get us lots of benefits. So I think it's good to challenge ourselves and go always to places that we didn't know before. And let's move on to the next one. Do you feel like going there? What does it mean? It means that you should go with your heart. And that's pretty obvious. If it was always your dream to go to Peru, you should probably set it as your next destination instead of saying, I'll just wait for it for the future, because you never know when the journey is going to end. With that said, you should be aware that sometimes things don't really work out the way you want them to work out. For example, I always had a dream about visiting the UK. I had a feeling I'm actually going to settle down in the UK when I was a child. And going there was kind of disappointing. And actually, places that I've never imagined spending more than 2 days at, for example, Paraguay, I stayed for months, because, or Colombia, because I absolutely love them. So you never know. Go with your heart, but always be open to new places. And the next factor is maybe one of the most crucial ones for us nomads, is the financial factor. The financial factor basically splits into two. Which are like any other financial situation factor. It's the expenses in comparison to the revenue. And let's talk a little bit about the expenses. Basically, you want a low-cost place. A low-cost place, especially if your clients, if you're working currently with clients from rich countries, you're hacking life if you're living in low-cost place. That's why a lot of digital nomads are actually staying in Chiang Mai in Thailand, or Saigon in Vietnam, because the cost of living is pretty cheap. So When you go to the next place, consider your financial, and if you can choose a place that is cheap, go for it. You simply can spend the same amount of money with a really increased quality of life. Other than that, talking about the cost and the financials, I'm talking about the subject of flights. As you know, flights are substantial in our traveling budget, and you want to be in a situation in which the flight does not gobble up a lot of your budget. Basically, it goes like this. If you want to go somewhere far, you might as well go there when you have a lot of time. So the cost of the flight is split between many, many days. But if you only have 1 month or 2 months, it makes more sense to go somewhere closer. I have to admit that in most cases until now, I took the decision about my next destination based on the flights I found to new countries where I've never been before. So that's a big element. The next one would be, as we said, the other side of the coin is the revenue. Although some places might be expensive, on total, it might be worthwhile to go there. Because, for example, you can get new clients from the place where you stay. Nothing can beat a physical meeting between you and a client where you create trust and all of that. So if you know there is a specific place that you can get clients, that you can get amazing connections, that you can improve your skills, it might be worthwhile going there, even though the place is expensive, because on the cost-benefit analysis, you're going to be richer or more financially better if you go to this place. So that's for the revenue. And people usually don't really take account of the revenue. They only care about the cost. But there is this other side of revenue, our ability to generate revenue to cover our costs. And I think we should also take this one into account. The next factor to consider when you choose your next nomadic lifestyle will probably be how easy connection it is for the next base. So, you know, as I mentioned in the beginning, when we go to a place, we usually go after that to the neighboring country and again to the neighboring country, or we take a flight from this place. And you want to check, a good nomad is in a way like a chess player. We have to anticipate two moves in advance, not only one move. So make sure all the factors we're talking about are relevant also for your subsequent base or location, because it's not going to be probably only one country if you're living a nomadic lifestyle. So the neighboring countries are also relevant for you and should take part of your initial decision of where to go to. Moving on to the next factor, it's probably going to be the language. It goes without saying that speaking the language, the native language, having a little bit of knowledge even in the native language can greatly increase your enjoyment from staying in a place. So picking a place where you more or less speak the language, for example, if you're an American, it would be a lot easier for you to go for the UK or to a country where lots of people are speaking the language that you speak. And in addition to that, if you always had a dream of learning a new language, let's say Spanish or Chinese, it makes so much more sense going to a country where the language you want to learn is being spoken. So if you have a dream of learning Chinese, you should go to China. That should be a major factor in your decision about where to go next, because living in a place while studying a language greatly increases the chances of success. Next factor that you want to take into account is the infrastructure, and for us nomads that make a living on the road, it's basically internet, the most important thing, the internet connection, the Wi-Fi availability. Are there coffee shops where you can sit down and work? Is that common? For me specifically, if it's the factor of, is there a co-working place? So that's another element that should be taken into account, all this infrastructure that can allow you to reach your goal even while being on the move. One more factor that is interesting is special events. Sometimes there is a big festival, a movie festival, a carnival in Brazil, a huge conference that is relevant to your profession or whatever. Then coordinating your visit in a specific country exactly when this happens, since you're so flexible, makes a lot of sense. One more factor you want to take into account is the current geopolitical situation. So, for example, if there is a country in a turmoil, you might want to avoid it. For example, nobody goes now to Syria. Getting a little bit of intelligence of if the country is suitable now for traveling and will it expose you to situations that you don't want to be in is also important when you make the decision. One more factor would be the visa. How easy it is, or is it necessary to get a visa or not? Because it's a little bit depressing when you have to do lots of bureaucracy about getting a visa, and maybe you're even locked down in the country after that because you can't travel to the neighboring countries because you need a visa for there as well. So checking this in advance and making this just another small bureaucratic factor that allows you to make the best decision of where to go next is recommended. Another thing that I always like to check is friends. And you know, us nomads, we travel a lot and we usually start from scratch our social life everywhere we go to. But then again, it doesn't have to be like that. I have to tell you that after 3 years of traveling, one of my biggest surprises is that you meet people again in new places that you've met before. So doing a little check about, let's say you're going to Berlin next and you see that, or you don't know where you go, but then you see five of your best friends that you've traveled with in South America that are currently in Berlin. That's a factor that can greatly influence your decision. So check your social life in advance. Don't be scared to be alone or to travel alone, but it always helps when you have a starter as some of people that you know in a new base, and it should be taken into account as well when you make all this calculation. Next element would be the weather. That's why I'm actually writing this article. I'm now in Berlin and it's the height of winter. It's absolutely freezing here. I made a mistake with that. I didn't take this into account too much. I just said, here's a cheap flight for Germany, let's go for it. And of course, you have to take the weather into account. So basically, you want to avoid the extremes, either really cold weather or really hot weather. You're so flexible. There is no reason for you to be stuck in a country exactly when the extreme hits it. So that's another consideration. With that together comes another factor, which is low season or high season. You pretty much want to avoid high season, unless you're really into tourists and want to spend your time in partying with tourists, and that's also okay. But high season reflects really high prices. And it also loses a little bit the authenticity of a place. Like, it's less authentic to stay there, and more expensive and a little bit more crowded. So reducing your chances of really meeting local people. So I guess I would try to avoid the high season, but then again, go for months that with good weather, but still relatively low season, so you get good prices and you get a good experience in a not so touristy place. The last factor would be probably what do you want to be? Because, you know, we have our periods in life. For example, there's a period when you want to be a business person, and then you're starting your startups and you want to connect, so you will go to Silicon Valley. There's a period where we miss more spirituality, want to do some yoga and think about life, and then probably go to India. So think about the current place in life where you're at, what you need, and choose your destination accordingly. And that's pretty much it. Those are all the factors that I can think of when I make a decision about my next destination. I do recommend not to be afraid to change. I'm stuck in Europe and the Balkans for a year and a half now, in new countries all the time, but still a long time. And I keep on reminding myself that my next wave of traveling would probably be in a totally different place, probably Asia or South America or the USA. So thanks, and see you next time.
Okay, so that's all for today. I hope you found this presentation valuable for you. If you did, please consider leaving a review on iTunes for the podcast. That would be helpful. If you want to read the show notes for this episode, go to becomenomad.com and you'll be able to get all the information there. You can also subscribe to the newsletter or Become Nomad once there and get fresh updates when they happen about the nomadic lifestyle and about myself as well. And that's it. Have a great week.